Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. Here to tell you the truth. I'm going to be brutally honest about everything. God bless America. This is the Steve Greer Show. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, the United States is evacuating all key personnel from the embassy in Haiti as that country is once again teetering on the edge of failure. How did that whole Clinton Global Initiative work out anyway? Number two, the blowback from Joe Biden's screaming match with America, better known as the State of the Union address, is continuing. Biden is scolded by all sides, and the polls are terrible. Worst in 25 years, in fact, from the speech. We'll get to all that. Yep, number three, Old Yeller. Old Yeller, better known as Joe Biden, back to acting the way he normally does, slurring, confused, and seemingly unsure of what's going on a fair amount of the time. Now, this is in stark contrast with what the Democrats wanted you to believe right after the State of the Union speech. They were all pointing to a CNN instant poll that showed 65% of those that watched had a positive impression of Joe Biden. But as you can guess, it's very misleading. In fact, it's borderline dishonest. I mean, the Biden speech did set records for instant polling for having the worst numbers ever. That's right, the worst numbers ever. And that's from the Washington Post, the far-left paper owned and published by far-left activist and billionaire Jeff Bezos, pointed out some critical facts. First, all the speeches are almost always heavy on partisan viewership. I mean, come on, how many Trump supporters were actually tuned in? How many people that cannot stand Joe Biden were riveted to their TVs? Not many, is the answer. Here's the hard truth for CNN that was trumpeting the 65% of some sort of triumph for Old Yeller. It was actually the lowest number ever, for CNN in 25 years of doing such instant polling at the State of the Union. And the 35% that had a positive view virtually tied Biden's State of the Union from last year, which means they're tied for last place in such polling ever. Joe Biden not popular, even when they try to prop him up the way they do. No matter how you try to dress Joe up, almost nobody wants him coming to the party. The reasons have not changed. He's wildly unpopular on the border, wildly unpopular on Bidenomics, a term that was not used a single time in the entire 1 hour and 7 minute performance, by the way. No Bidenomics here. It's a toxic term. And now, post-State of the Union, Biden is struggling again. And granted, it will not get as many eyeballs like the inflation that Biden triggered with reckless spending and printing of money. People seeing Joe Biden as weak and unable to do the job is cumulative. People I know that voted for Biden didn't abandon him at first. They hung around after the massive failure in Afghanistan. They hung around even while inflation began to run wild under his banner of Bidenomics. But the ongoing border failure and the other failures have an impact. It's the drip, drip, drip of failure. I saw the exodus really begin about a year ago. And I can tell you any short-term bump in the polls is going to fall the next time an American citizen is murdered by an illegal alien in this country because of Biden's failed policies, intentional policies that are failing this country. One of the most embarrassing moments during Biden's angry State of the Union, of course, was mispronouncing Laken Riley's name twice while admitting she was killed by an illegal alien and then admitting many others have died too before making it about himself as he always does. Listen to this.
Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand. But look, if we change the dynamic at the border, people pay these.
All right, enough. Biden doesn't seem to understand that Laken, not Lincoln, is the face of his self-imposed border crisis. But with a political tone deafness I've not witnessed any time recently, the president went out on Saturday. And instead of apologizing for an open border, no, he apologized to the accused Venezuelan killer instead. This happened during an interview on MSNBC. Joe laughed it off. Yeah, on MSNBC, Joe Biden apologized to the killer of Laken Riley for calling him an illegal, while dodging the whole point that he is responsible for her death and thousands more. Listen to this embarrassment.
But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Lincoln Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing. We have to control the border and a more orderly flow, but I don't share his view at all.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
Can we be clear about this, by the way? I'm tired of hearing this, about how these people built the country. These people coming here illegally didn't build Doodly Squad. All right, you might have. I've done my part. Generations before we got here built a lot. People coming here illegally didn't build it. These people built the country. They didn't build any damn thing. Stop it. They didn't build anything. One guy who's very clear on the vast majority of Americans and what they want when it comes to the border is the former president, Donald Trump, who first called and then met with the family of Lincoln Riley. Not Lincoln, Lincoln Riley. Providing comfort to a family in mourning. Something the current president seems totally bereft in offering. Completely lost. Yeah, President Trump during his rally hammered on Joe Biden for apologizing about using the term illegal. Listen to this.
Are we going crazy or what? Is this country going crazy? How about that one? The newcomer. No, he was illegal. And I say he was an illegal alien. He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy. And Biden should be apologizing for apologizing to this killer.
Yeah, apologizing. This will be the deciding issue of 2024. I know the Democrats want to make the election all about abortion, and they will have some luck with that, but not enough to turn back the tides of an open border in the ensuing crisis. There's something else that's very obvious today, too, and that is that they can only go to the well once in a while for whatever they gave old Yeller on Thursday. He sounded like a guy jacked up on cocaine or amphetamines or both. By the next day, however, the buzz had worn off. Joe is back to mumbling, stumbling, and bumbling. We're going to get to that. Because I want you to see where we went on Thursday night to where we were Friday midday and Saturday over the weekend. Yeah, it was a tale of two Joes. From old Yeller yelling at everybody for an hour and 7 minutes, all jacked up on whatever they gave him, to slurring, stumbling, lost again. Yeah, you can only go to that well so many times. Can you do it for three debates? Or any debates?
I can't debate. Trump will lie.
Yeah, we know what's going to happen. I'll be back.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, is on a mission to make America feel great again. Head to PatriotsRelief.com and use the promo code Gruber for an astounding 40% off. Our premium CBD products are designed to help you find natural relief and wellness. Experience the incredible benefits of CBD with PatriotsRelief.com. Here's the icing on the cake. You get a 30-day empty bottle money-back guarantee. Visit PatriotsRelief.com today or call 877-230-1776. That's PatriotsRelief.com or 877-230-1776.
It's been said that when someone you love has Parkinson's, you have Parkinson's. The Parkinson's Foundation knows that the disease doesn't just affect the diagnosed. It affects everyone who supports and helps care for them.
If you or someone you know is living with Parkinson's, a neurological disease that affects movement, we understand that it can be difficult to know where to find help.
If you have questions, the Parkinson's Foundation has answers. Answers for everyone in the fight.
We can help you understand the disease.
Help you find expert care and local support.
Give you tips for living a better life.
And share the latest research.
Find your answers and join us in the fight against Parkinson's.
To learn more, please go to parkinson.org.
Or call 1-800-473-4636.
That's 1-800-473-4636. The Parkinson's Foundation. Better lives together.